ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is withdrawing U.S. troops from northern Syria after backing Kurdish fighters in the battle against the Islamic State group.
Syria's Kurds are accusing the United States of turning its back on its allies, but President Trump says it's time for the U.S. to get out of these ridiculous endless wars and bring our soldiers home. He goes on to say we will fight where it is to our benefit and only fight to win.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the president's argument that helping the Kurds against the Turks is not in the U.S. national interest is dubious.
Unfortunately, this will destabilize northern Iraq because most of northern Iraq is controlled by Kurds, as is the western part of Iran, and of course, southeastern Turkey. So this is going to have a detrimental effect.
The Pentagon says it's still trying to talk Turkey out of invading northeastern Syria. Also at SRNNews.com, House Democrats have issued subpoenas to Defense Secretary Mark Esper and Acting White House Budget Director Russell Vought as part of the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Three Democratic committee chairmen demanded that Esper and Vought produce documents previously requested by Democrats by October 15th. The UAW strike against General Motors now in day 21. Correspondent Tom Krischer reports both sides are feeling the pain of the strike.
The strikers are having to live on $250 a week now. They normally make at least $1,200. The company, on the other hand, by one analyst estimate, is losing $82 million a day. All of their U.S. production is shut down.
That strike shutting down GM's U.S. production since September 16th and hampered manufacturing in Mexico and Canada. Stocks now in the red, the Dow off 80 points, NASDAQ is going to be down 17. This is SRN News.
For your Monday afternoon, cloudy with some on and off showers. Some of the rain could be heavy, high 83. Tonight, cloudy, more showers, low 71. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high 84. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, expect a low 70. On Wednesday, more clouds and a chance of showers, possible thunderstorms, high 82. Thursday, partly sunny and breezy with a high 84.
Pastors Appreciation Month is here. For all our pastors do for us, let's say thanks. One way is to personally invite your pastor to the Truth Pastors Appreciation Luncheon, Friday, October 18th at the Doubletree Riverfront. And our special inspirational speaker, Daryl Strawberry. It's free for your pastor, youth pastor, music pastor, any pastor, every pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Luncheon from the Truth is sponsored by Crossview Realty and Live the Life. Please ask your pastor to RSVP today at ilovethetruth.com.
Mission sequence time.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running, commit, liftoff.
Good afternoon. Welcome to SWAT Radio. Brad Sykes here with my good buddy Doug McCary on, it is actually Monday, October 7th.
Yes.
Can you believe that, Doug?
October 7th.
And we haven't had any cool weather yet. Is that coming, Steve? Is that coming anytime soon?
I thought we were in the summertime. We're already out of summer and into fall.
I know. Exactly.
Isn't that wild?
How was your weekend, man?
It was great. And but it's wet now, right?
I mean, it's, well, look, it's, at me. I'm soaking wet.
You know what I was thinking? I was feeling like I was in the monsoons of India when I was driving here because it was pouring so bad coming from the beach. By the way, if you're up in Norfolk listening, up in the coastal Virginia area on 100.1 or 1010 AM, you're probably enjoying your day because it's about in the mid-80s and sunshiny, or at least maybe partly cloudy. Over Meridian, it's supposed to be scattered showers, but we've got it pouring literally. Brad came in and was wet, to say the least. A little bit damp.
I needed a towel just when I got here.
Well,
I'm excited about this week. We're gonna be jumping into Hebrews pretty quickly. I know we're gonna start that this week in the SWAT Bible studies, and it was good to have you back, you know, from Israel. Do you feel like you're back into the rhythm yet, or
getting there? This week we're going to kick back off with We're going to kick back off with Hebrews. We're starting actually our Hebrews, which I'm excited about. It's, you know, we were in Matthew for 2.5 years, and now we're punching ahead into to Hebrews. So, but it was fun last week to kind of take people through. I was trying to remember, were you at the lunch where I was able to share there?
Yeah, I was down here.
Yeah, it was kind of, I know you had the beach because I was out of town. Mm-hmm. I was over in Louisiana. And by the way, I don't know if you caught Mark Rohde or Billy Weatherall. They did a phenomenal job. They're actually, we need to be praying for those brothers. They're on the road right now doing a 1,000-mile bike ride over to Panama City.
Crazy.
And to raise money for Kingdom Work. But they did, I already had several comments about their testimony. And, you know, I had forgotten about Billy. And if you didn't hear it, Billy was in the Army. He'd been to Afghanistan, Iraq, and was involved with some tough stuff. And his story was one night that he was really struggling. And so he picked up his 9mm, put it to his head. He was going to end all. He was heavy into drugs or drinking as a way to medicate himself. And he picked up that gun, put it to his head, and then saw that Bible over on his nightstand, exchanged the gun for the Bible, and said, God, if you just save me, I'll do whatever you want. And so he shares about that. And that. So if you get a chance, if you didn't hear it, you can go to SWATradio.com. Click on the far left past programs, one that says community. And it'll be the fourth one, and it'll say Billy Weatherall, Mark Rohde down there. And they were great guests. And then Friday we had Rich Cristiano, who had produced this movie, Play the Flute, which, by the way, is tonight.
Is it tonight? Yeah.
It's 7 p.m. at the Regal Avenues. You can still go to it. You can go online to playtheflutemovie.com. and buy tickets, or you can just show up there. Lori and I watched it last Thursday night. It was a great message in that movie for young people, for parents, for leaders. Just the reminder, Brad, that the Word of God, not entertainment. And I was talking to a friend of mine who listens to this program a lot.
Right.
And we were talking about it, and this thought popped into my head. Do you want to be entertained or trained? And take that to a sports analogy or a job analogy. What do you want as an employer? Do you want your employees to be entertained or trained? Why do we sell our kids short a lot of times in church by feeling like we entertain
them?
Well,
I did listen to that, by the way, and I was really enjoying hearing you talk about it. I don't know if it was – no, I think you were talking about a particular church that you had gone into, and you walked into the youth group room or whatever, and there was just like 15 Xboxes around, you know, sitting at a table. Now, what youth is not going to be into that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I mean, it's absolutely, I think, the downfall of not only one generation, probably two or three, if we don't start to train our kids and not, you know, let them be entertained. You got grandkids, I've got grandkids, but my biggest concern for them is they're living in a world where it's constant entertainment. I'm always needing to be amused. And man, I think it's a serious danger.
Isn't that the world we live in, though?
Oh, absolutely. Think about all the things, and I think that was what was his name, the guest?
Rich Cristiano.
Yeah, that was what Rich was saying, is that, you know, there's just so many things, so many options in our culture today.
But this was, the whole thing about this was a church youth group that where the responsibility there is you're coming together as a community to learn from God's word, to worship God. And the prevailing attitude, at least initially, was we don't want that. We don't want to learn his word.
Let me share, I just wanted to, because it made me think about what I was sharing about community over the last, I think it was 2 weeks ago. And I was looking at Acts chapter 2. You look at the early church, and in verse 42 of Acts chapter 2, it says, they were continually devoting themselves to four things: the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And I think it's interesting, when you look at those four things, they were devoted to God's word, the teaching of, you know, the apostles' teaching.
Mm-hmm.
They were devoted to fellowship, which fellowship is really the word partnership. It's sharing. They were committed, devoted to whatever's mine is yours, whatever yours is mine. We're a community. And then to the breaking of bread, the idea that we are devoted to remembering the body and the blood of Christ. And then finally, they're devoted to prayer. And then you look at the outcome. What were the results of that devotion? And, there was a sense of awe. There were many wonders and signs were taking place. And then, of course, it ends, and the Lord was adding to their numbers day by day those who were being saved. Rich had mentioned, and you guys, as you were conversing on Friday, is if it takes entertainment to get the kids in, it's going to take entertainment to keep them.
Yeah, that's what he said. And I thought it's true. If they come in a lot of times, all right, now listen, I believe that if you teach God's word effectively,
mm-hmm.
people are going to be challenged and drawn. I do believe that sometimes people don't teach his word well because they don't prepare well or they're not excited about it.
Yeah.
I mean, and they see it as an obligation. I was sharing with somebody the other day, I think it was Blake. I absolutely love every week opening up his word and sharing it because I get so excited about what I myself learn as I pour through it and I preach it to myself and I'm reminded this is what it's about,
mm-hmm.
is doing these things. And so I think a lot of times, you know, yeah, do people get burned out in ministry and youth ministry is tough today. They're dealing with all the social media, they're dealing with kids that are constantly having to be entertained. But I will tell you, I really believe that kids today want to be challenged.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the problem is not with the kids, it's our low expectations of them. In fact, I was talking to a young mother today, was telling me about she takes her young girls to this dance class that my daughters go to. And this lady that runs it is an old school teacher. She was in the New York Ballet. Yeah, what's Miss Felicia? You know who she is.
I know Felicia.
And she runs a strict class. And some of the young mothers get frustrated about it because, you know, why does she have to be so hard on the girls? And she's really not. She's just requiring order,
mm-hmm.
and discipline. And today, now, people are getting upset just to have that required, whether it's in the classroom or whether it's in even an extracurricular thing. And even in the church, I mean, we have to entertain. We have to, you know, make sure that everybody's having fun. And I just think we miss out on the whole idea of this is a – it's not that you've got to go in there and be all melancholy – But you should, there should be a sense of seriousness to it, urgency. But what do you think happens? I was clowning around one time in the Marine Corps basic training when I was going through officer candidate school. I was doing impersonations and trying to make the guys laugh. And that drill sergeant busted in there and he said, "Do you think this is funny, McCary? Do you think this is a laughing matter? You know, there's people's lives that are going to be dependent upon whether you do your job or not." And he just went, into me. And I was like, okay, I get that, right?
Yeah. Mm.
That, and it doesn't mean that you can't have light times, but there are times that you should be serious about stuff. And I just see, you know, when a church puts on their website, you know, this is about fun, it communicates something to me. I don't know about you, but it does to me that I think we've kind of gotten away from what we're to be about.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm with you. I open the Word of God, if I'm a teacher, preacher, whatever, I get so excited. I mean, I just came in here 10 minutes ago. You and I were talking about a passage, and which we're going to look at today and this week. And I mean, we're both like jumping out of our chairs.
We want to talk about it. Yeah, because it excites us, right?
It impacts our life, you know? It's just, it's crazy. So listen, I'm excited about it. I hope you guys will tune in this week. It's going to be a great, week. If you want, you can call us 844-777-7928. If you have a question or a comment and you want to shoot that to us, send that to ask@swatradio.com. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. SWAT Radio.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts, and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomneal.com. That's www.tomneal.com.
Ooh, I was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruined treasure. I've been given a hope and a future.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad and Doug here on this Monday, rainy Monday afternoon. Usually, you know, these, I always call these summer showers, but it's October 7th, and we're having one of those summer showers. But usually, it's like for maybe 10 minutes or so, and then, you know, we get a little reprieve. But it's pouring down outside here in Jacksonville.
It is absolutely pouring down. By the way, I meant to bring this up. At the first part, you know, usually, by the way, if you're just tuning in, SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth. And this program actually started about 3 years ago now, almost. So we're 2 months away from 3 years. And it was a kind of spawned out of the SWAT Bible studies in town. If you're not part of a group of men meeting around the Word, and you would like to be, we've got 5 places here. We've got one in Colorado Springs, still hoping to get one going up in Virginia.
Yep.
up in the Norfolk Hampton Roads area. And then we meet every week around the Word as a community to basically encourage one another in this whole area of discipleship. And Brad, I think I brought it in. Our definition of discipleship, I wanted to read real quick. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? Let me put that on hold just for a second, because I have to talk about this one more, what I call a cultural event, because it was a big thing. The Florida Gators, I don't know if you watched the game. football, I know you got people on both sides, people that are Florida, people are Auburn. We have people listening from all backgrounds. But I want to bring up this quarterback, Kyle Trask, for a second. Mm-hmm. Here's a kid who didn't start any games in high school as a quarterback. He was a backup. He has not started any games as a Florida Gator in now his fourth year until Philippe got hurt.
Right.
And then he comes in and they interviewed him, one of the most humble kids you've ever saw. And, you know, people were asking him why he didn't leave Florida. And he said, why would I leave? Florida's given me everything as far as education goes. It wasn't to him. And they interviewed his mom. Now, I don't know where he's at as a believer. He didn't talk about his faith. He lives out a faith of humility. I can tell you that.
He does.
But when they ask his mother why they didn't change high schools in Texas, he said, because the mom said, because this is where we live. And, you know, we told him, you know, we love football and but this is where you're going to go. And he and I tell you, I saw something in that, the sovereignty of God, in that this kid never started one game at quarterback his entire high school career. The Florida Gators were there looking for him. They were watching the, they were looking at the starting quarterback and talking to the coach, and he said, "Well, you ought to look at my backup. He's pretty good." So they invited him to a camp, a recruiting camp. When he came to that camp, he outperformed every other top-notch quarterback that was there, so much so they offered him a scholarship. But then still, he gets to Florida and is a backup.
Rides the bench for three years.
He basically went in there. He did what he was supposed to do. And then when Philippe got hurt, he got a shot and has done well.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, whether he... I hope that kid goes pro. I just watched that kid, his humility and his desire to just go be part of a team was something that if you're, you know, I just say, if you're listening as a parent, that was really, get them to know the story of Kyle Trask. Tell your young kids that if God is sovereign, you know what? It's not, I know plenty of guys when I was growing up that didn't play at big colleges. They played at small colleges that went on to play in the NFL or Major League Baseball.
NBA. Heck, Dennis Rodman was probably one of the best. I mean, he's a flake, but probably one of the best basketball players to ever play.
Yeah.
And he went to Eastern Arkansas. I mean, you know.
Well, that's like one of my good friends that we've had as a guest on here, Atlee Hammaker. I don't know if you remember him. Atlee played for the San Francisco Giants. He was a pitcher and left-hander. Had a really, really great career. I mean, played like 17 years. I mean, you don't play 17 years as a major leaguer without having, you know, something going for you. And Atlee grew up and didn't even really start playing baseball. He was a basketball player. He started playing like in high school. He wasn't one of these kids groomed from 5 years old up. And he liked football, but he had a injury in football, and he got a full basketball scholarship to East Tennessee State. Now think about this, East Tennessee State, and the coaches at East Tennessee convinced him to basically change his focus to baseball. He went there to play basketball, and then he ends up pitching. He was the 21st overall pick in the first round of the Kansas City Royals back in 79. And so, again, just God's sovereignty. So, parents, please, if you have children or young people, no matter what, whether it's a business, whether it's a sport or an art, trust that God is sovereign. Pray for them. Encourage them to trust Him. And not so much try to take it into your own hands. Every time I see in the Bible, man trying to take their future in their own hands, like Abraham and Isaac, I mean, Abraham and Sarah, what happens? You end up seeing lots of complications that really make it difficult.
Well, they have a ripple effect. I was literally this morning meeting with a guy, and we were talking about raising children. And, you know, I almost hesitate talking about raising children. I know you're kind of the same way. Even though now I'm done raising children. I mean, my last
is
off.
Don't rub it in.
I know, but you've got some experience at it. And you know, I tell you, we were talking about the fact that so many parents in our culture want to force their kids into something. You know, sports, you know, any number of sports, music, whatever. And as opposed to, and I'm guilty. I mean, you know, my oldest was a
I'm guilty.
World-class swimmer. Hey, we're at a swim meet 6 hours. It makes sense that the rest of the kids would swim, and they all did. Now, two of them eventually came and said, "I don't want to do that." Now, I did tell them, "You're going to do something," you know, and they both ended up being musicians.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a musician. It's kind of like I'm sure you as a baseball player, you wanted to see your sons play baseball, you know?
Yeah, that dream died pretty early on because you had
some pretty good athletes.
Well, they were good athletes, but they were into skateboards and
motorcycles
and not into that. And that's fine,
yeah,
you know, but it was a hard pill to swallow, just to be honest.
I Vicki and I are reading a book. So we read a multiple of books. I mean, we read spiritual books every morning, but we're reading a book called Element, The Element. So if you're listening to me, it's not a spiritual book. So I'm just kind of tell you that up front. But it is interesting when you realize that everybody has a unique, special gift, talent, whatever. And it's really about finding the element. It's it's in each of us. And, you know, this morning's story that we were reading was about Fleetwood Mac. Remember the band Fleetwood Mac? It was about whatever Fleetwood. Well, he grew up in London. His parents were, I think, well-to-do and sent him to this great private, you know, junior high school, whatever, very high academics, and he couldn't cut it. He hated it. And all he wanted to do was just beat on stuff. And fortunately, his parents saw that, you know, partly probably because he was failing out of school, but they ended up sending him to a music school. Well, look what happened, you know. Now, again, I'm not trying to make a spiritual point other than to say each of our children are bent a certain way.
Well, they are. And, you know, the thing is, the sovereignty of God in all these things, when you think about Kyle Trask, I mean, that coach, you know, the coach reminded me of Michael Jordan's basketball coach, in that this kid, the coach goes, man, the whole world's going to think, he was being interviewed, said the whole world's going to think we're a bunch of idiots because you got this kid starting for a top 10 college team that didn't play one start for us as a quarterback in high school. And like Michael Jordan's coach cut him from the 10th grade basketball, the greatest basketball player of all time.
Didn't even make the JV team.
No. Yeah. He cut him.
Yeah.
And so anyway, hey, one other quick thing on sports before we go into today's and we start getting into this week's theme of really being kingdom priest. You remember the NFL guy, DeMario Davis, who wore the headband that said basically man of God?
We were talking about that, when you got back.
Yeah, he got fined. Well, he's basically going to print those and get them out to people to wear and take the proceeds and give to Christian organizations.
Good for him.
Isn't that
good
awesome?
For him. Well, you know, it was interesting after we discussed that. I was kind of hot. That really torqued me.
Well.
And I went home and I was telling Vicki about it. And so she's a very diligent researcher. Now, she did inform me that they are fining anybody. It doesn't matter what you cannot put anything on yourself that's speaking a message. And at first I was upset because in my mind I've seen a lot worse, but apparently that's a new rule that you can't write on your shoes, you can't wear headbands, it doesn't matter what it is. So I'm kind of correcting myself in the fact that I was mad, but I was mad because I thought other people were allowed to put stuff out there and this guy wasn't, and it's not totally true.
Well, think about this though. If Davis had not gotten fined, he would have worn the headband. A few people on the Saints sideline would have seen it, and that would have been it.
Right.
But now it's been the subject not only of a newspaper article and multiple media stories.
Right.
He is going to reprint them, send them out there, and he's been interviewed countless times. He says this: I put God first, my family second, and football third. And I mean, for him to just make that statement and put that out there over here, and by the way, he's from Jackson, Mississippi. I don't know. Actually, from Brandon.
I didn't know that, really.
Brandon, Mississippi. So all you Mississippi folks, that's DeMario Davis there representing well, because he says, I'm putting God first. And, you know, and he says, I've never been hesitant with my faith.
That's good.
And I love that.
But I like your point to the sovereignty of God. Listen, if he wouldn't have been fined, we may not have heard about this. And now he's using it.
Well, he said having faith is so much about seeing something that's not there, having hope that something better is to come. And he's all about that. And isn't that the whole message of Jesus is that we are to be hope bringers. Yeah. First to ourselves and what happened to him on the cross to bring us into that relationship, and then hope bringers to the world around us that he's commissioned us to be in partnership. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back.
Yeah. Can't wait. Glad you joined us today. You want to call in, give us a buzz, 844-777-7928. If you have a comment or a question, give us some feedback. Send that to ask@swatradio.com or brad@swatradio.com or doug@swatradio.com. Join us after the break. We'll be right back. SWAT Radio.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Justices have returned to the Supreme Court bench today for the start of an election year term that includes high-profile cases dealing with abortions, protections for young immigrants, and LGBT rights. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is opposing President Trump's plan to pull U.S. troops from northern Syria. It's a rare policy split between the Senate's top Republican and the president. The First Lady wants companies to stop marketing e-cigarettes to children. Melania Trump says they're addictive and dangerous. And teenagers and young adults must be encouraged to admit addiction and get help. Contract talks aimed at ending a 21-day strike by the United Auto Workers against General Motors have taken a turn for the worse, hitting a big snag over product commitments for U.S. factories. The Dow is down 22 points, the NASDAQ off 6. This is SRN News.
You're seeing plenty of slowdowns because of the wet roads. Plus, there's an accident on the East Beltway 295 at the southbound ramp from Monument Road. Also, a crash on the West Beltway 295 at the northbound ramp from Commonwealth Avenue. And another accident on I-95 southbound before the 295 West Beltway. Cloudy with showers tonight. Low 71 Tuesday. Mostly cloudy. High 84.
We compartmentalize our faith, don't we? That's what we do on Sunday. The rest of the time, we do other things. But that's not the way the early Christians lived. Their job was an add-on to their real ministry, which was to live for Christ. That's what I hope we can begin to see happen.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, Everything You Need, next time on Turning Point.
I pull, go back and forth, finding myself pounding on a locked door. I try to make it out alone without your help, but I know I never win this war. I can never be, never be free without you. I can never be, never be me without you.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Glad to have you today here on this Monday in October, October 7th. Pouring down rain here in Jacksonville, but glad to be in the studio, Doug, talking about God's Word.
Yeah, talking about His Word and being kingdom of priests. You know, for a lot of folks, we were talking last week, I shared some of the things that we learned over in Israel. It's still, I told Lori, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about it. I don't think about some picture that we learned over there. I had a dream the other night. I was doing a mikvah, which is, by the way, a baptism. That's an Old Testament baptism. Right. You know, you saw those mikvahs with Charlton Heston. It was like on the set of the Ten Commandments, and he had this moment of repentance. It was just really bizarre. So it's crazy when you think about those things. But, you know, one of the things that became really clear to me over on our trip that we want to talk about in context of discipleship is community. The goal is that when God called His people, He didn't call them individually. They were called as a community to go represent Him. Now, we respond to Him individually, but we come inside a community. And you know, biblical discipleship, we gave this definition last week, and at SWAT we talked about it, is an intentional mentoring, shepherding relationship that fosters spiritual growth through biblical instruction, modeling, encouragement, and accountability in community, with the express goal of reproducing future mentor shepherds that have a passion and know God and His Word, and train others to put His presence on display to a hurting world. Now, that's a lot, but there's a few elements I just want to break down. First of all, biblical instruction, modeling, encouragement, accountability, and community. Those are really five elements, Brad, that I see that we want to implement at SWAT to make sure we are facilitating that spiritual growth that is going to reproduce future leaders with the goal to know God and train others to put his presence on display. Now, if we just meet every week and we never put his presence on display as a community,
mm-hmm.
then how does the world see anything different than they see from people that work at Walmart?
Yeah, exactly.
Or people are a part of a club somewhere, or it doesn't matter. We have got to put his presence on display. I really believe that's a thing that's missing from the American cultural Christian experience over here, is that we struggle to put it on display corporately.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that while you were gone, even as we looked at discipleship, then we looked at community, is that as a community that, you know, we were talking about 1 Peter 2:9, that you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's own possession.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I love that, you know, that's kind of like, but God, or so that, okay. So whatever that says, therefore, what's the purpose? Well, the purpose is that we might proclaim his excellencies of him who called us out of darkness and into his wonderful light. I was sharing with the guys, there's no way. I went and had dinner, Vicki and I went and had dinner with a couple the other night, and we hadn't been at this restaurant in a while. And so I asked the guy, I said, what do you recommend? And he goes, man, we eat here all the time. Their steak quesadillas are so good. And I said, well, let's have them. So he orders them, and it changed my life.
You like them, huh?
They were so good.
No, okay. Now, where was this at? Wait, where was this at?
Is the Brick over in Avondale.
Oh, I've never been there. So
oh,
it's good.
Really good. Anyway, all that to say.
Sorry, we always go about food.
But think
here.
About the excitement of whenever you try something new, and it really is just so good, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's, you know, a show you watched or a game you saw, or think about what you just did before we went on the break. You know, you're telling us about an athlete. You heard the story. It is our natural tendency to want to talk about that.
Well, because it's life-changing what happened. I mean, you think about, it's so impactful. And when you think about what we've been blessed with, the stewardship. Mm-hmm. See, I think we as Americans miss out on this sometimes because, this was really brought to light over there. But, you know, we don't know a lot about biblical geography.
We don't
think about it very much, but it's very impactful to understand where God places people.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a road, one of the main roads that connected Egypt, which was like the United States of that time period, during the Old Testament times, to Mesopotamia, which was Babylon, Persia, all the Eastern big cultures, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those two major forces in the world were exchanging goods and services, and they had to have a way to do that. So the way that you got up north from Egypt was called the Via Maris. It ran right through the western part of Israel along the Mediterranean Sea.
Was it Gezer? Is that what you were saying?
Gezer. Yeah. So it runs straight up north,
mm-hmm.
and then it connects with the Jericho Road, which runs through the Judah Mountains and all the way over to Mesopotamia. So they make kind of an L.
It's so interesting. Yeah, you're right. I mean, I know when I went there, my whole geography. Now today, when I open the Word or hear someone preaching, I go in my mind, where is that? You know what I mean?
You want to go look at it.
I do. Yeah.
And so most of us, I can say, even for me, until I went over there, Brad, I mean, I would look at the maps every once in a while in a big picture way, but I didn't pay attention a lot of times to the names, like where Shechem is, by the way, or Beersheba, you know. I didn't pay attention. And those places, geography adds a lot. So God put Gezer, which was one of the places controlled by Solomon, who was one of the greatest kings of all time in Israel, by the way, people came from all over the world to see him. And so he places him at the crossroads, which is right. I mean, Gezer, Megiddo, which you went to, very similar. He placed them on these defensive. If you control that little area of the world, you could control the trade route between Egypt and Mesopotamia, which gave you power over the world that time. Mm-hmm. And so God placed his people there to be a sign, to be a display, if you will. And so think about America. Think about how many people come here. Think about how many people, when you go to other places, are interested with to know about Americans. And so he places us here in this country to be a witness, just like that guy was a witness to you of that steak quesadilla. Mm-hmm. We are to be a kingdom of priests witnessing to the greatness of God to the rest of the world. Now, that's a pretty big mission if you stop and think about it. And we should feel pretty privileged that he's invited us to do that.
Well, what I guess, and we've got a call. I think Jeff's on the line. But before we take Jeff, I feel like for me, you know, I brought up the story about the restaurant only because, you know, when I took a bite of that quesadilla, it was so good.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, man, how have I been missing this? You know, and the reality is we have been impacted by the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's one of my concerns, and I think it goes to even your defining of discipleship, biblical instruction, mentoring. And part of that is showing who God is,
mm-hmm.
who we are, who God is. And I mean, that ought to blow you away and make you so excited to share what God is doing.
Well, that we are partners with him.
That's
that
right.
It is such a privilege for him to do that. And when, you know, I know we want to take Jeff's call. And when we come off of the call, I want to talk a little bit about what the marginalized people saw, the poor people.
Mm.
You know, when they saw a city like that up on a hill like Gezer Megiddo, what did they see? And we'll discuss that in just a second. But, Jeff, welcome to SWAT Radio.
Yeah, hi, Doug and Brad. I'll be real quick. You know, when you were discussing that highway, it came into my mind, Isaiah 19, especially the last three verses. The whole chapter is interesting. But in that day, there'll be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrians will come into Egypt, and the Egyptians into Assyria, and the Egyptians will worship with the Assyrians, and in that day, a future end time eschatological day, Israel will be the third party with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom Yahweh Sivaoth, the Lord of hosts, has blessed, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. And you know, one other quick point, I'm thinking about Trump's decision to sacrifice the Kurds, you know, to withdraw, if you heard about that.
Yeah,
yeah.
And in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it talks about Russia, Togarma, many believe is Turkey, and Persia, modern-day Iran. They're going to be left there. And it just goes to show me what a late hour we're in.
Mm. Well, I think, you know, one of the things that you bring up that I think that a lot of times we're like the people during the flood. We're just going on with our life. Jesus said it would be like that. It would be like the flood. Everybody's going along with their life. Nobody's really thinking about the future. And one day he's going to show up and it's going to be too late because we've been wasting our time. That's why I think Jesus told all these stories about the you know, the parable of the talents. Mm-hmm. You know, or the servant who was wise. We, you know, we've got limited time, Jeff, and that's a great insight for us.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to bring up. Thanks, guys.
No, thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
It's really true, Brad. Yeah. We live like we have forever for these people to hear this incredibly crucial message. And when we come back off this break, I want to talk about the city on a hill that he talked about in Matthew 5:14. That's us as believers, and we have a responsibility. Question is, like you said before we ever started today, who am I?
Yeah.
And what am I doing with what God's given me?
Yeah.
You know, am I aware of how short the time is?
Yeah. Hey, glad you joined us. Jeff, thanks for calling. If you want to buzz in, 844-777-7928. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at ask@swatradio.com. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls.
SWAT Radio is brought to you in part by Ace Door and Window Service, Inc. Ace Door and Window Service, Inc. is a full-service sales door and window installation company. Both of the owners are licensed contractors and are involved in the daily operations of the company. All of their trucks are company-owned and fully equipped. Their mission is to provide Jacksonville and the surrounding area with door and window replacement services. To learn more, call 904-701-3667. That's 904-701-DOOR. Or online at www.acedoor.com.
SWAT Radio is underwritten in part by The Guardian Group. You know Brad Sykes as the co-host of SWAT Radio. While Brad is committed to making disciples both on and off the air, his ministry extends into the marketplace as a licensed real estate agent with Keller Williams Southside. Brad and his wife Vicki are real estate agents in Northeast Florida and are the founding partners of The Guardian Group. They help people buy, sell, and invest in real estate. The Guardian Group, with offices near Butler and Southside Boulevards, 904-580-7255. And online at guardiangroupjax.com. The Guardian Group, happy to bring you SWAT Radio on the truth.
Ramblers in the wilderness, we can't find what we need. We get a little restless from searching, get a little worn down in between. Like a bull chasing the matadors, a man left with his own schemes. Everybody needs from the sea. Brother, let me be your shelter. Never leave you alone.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad and Doug here on this Monday afternoon. Hey, you want to call in? We'd love to hear from you. It is a live broadcast. And hey, we'd love to chat. 844-777-7928. You can email us at ask@swatradio.com. If you want to reach Doug, it's doug@swatradio.com or me, brad@swatradio.com.
Yeah, anything you want to talk about as far as the city gates, being a city on a hill, all this stuff we've been talking about, the partnership with God. Yeah, we welcome you to call in. That's one of the reasons. Or if you got a question, hey, you don't have to agree with anything we say. I mean, one of the reasons that we do this program live every day is for the benefit of guys that come to SWAT or other listeners that go, you know what, I got a question about that, because you don't get very good responses if you stand up in the middle of a church service and ask the pastor a question, because they have a time period they're trying to get a message off in, and it can be disruptive sometimes to their train of thought or whatever. And so we offer this so people can call in. That's why we do it live. And by the way, Brad, again, a big thank you to you and Dave for, while I was in Israel, picking up that slack for 2 weeks, because I know you got to see, it's not easy, is it, every day?
Oh, no.
It's not. I mean, but you and Dave did a phenomenal job. In fact, I had a couple of guys call me and talk about how they were so encouraged by the way you guys talked about stuff, what you shared, and they really were ministered to by you guys. So thank you for taking up that slack, and for you taking up the teaching slack too while I was gone. I appreciate that.
Hey, glad to do it. And I think we have another caller. Are you on the line?
Is that me?
That's you. Who, welcome to SWAT Radio.
Ben, is this Ben?
Hello. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Hey, Ben, welcome to SWAT Radio.
Well, thank you. I listen to you in my vehicle on my way to and from my office, which is at the Keller Williams on Southside, just north of JTB.
I love it.
I don't know who the person is that you've advertised on there.
That's me. That's me. That's me, Ben. Ben, that's me. I'm Brad.
Oh, Brad, I work in the Hanley office.
Oh, I know.
Kevin and Jennifer Hanley.
Know Kevin very well. Great guy.
I'm the I'm the one who sets all of their listing appointments.
I love it. Well, hey, we've probably met before. I don't know. I'm on the board over there, so but I don't know. Pete's always bugging me to show up a little bit more.
Okay, yeah, Pete's a nice guy. I like him.
Hey, well, glad to have you on SWAT Radio.
So, in regards to questions, and I'm a hesitant in one hand to call because it doesn't have to do with your topic today, but I read it in the Bible this morning. Every morning I pray. Well, I try to pray every morning. Some mornings I'm in the flesh and I don't, but most mornings I do. And I pray, and then I read my Bible, and then I also do a thing called praying the Bible, which I heard on one of these shows.
That's right.
That's
I
good.
I'm totally digging that part. Seriously cool.
Yeah, that's
but,
a great book.
So I read in 1 Thessalonians, and I can't remember what chapter now because I'm tired and don't feel all that well. But this morning it said something that, you know, those who are asleep will be caught up into the clouds and they'll go first. But so it confuses me because I hear so much from different teachers, if you will, from different pastors and from different folks. And I don't want to, you know, denigrate anybody. And I just don't know which is, you know, are, do we, when we die, is that what they mean, those who are asleep in Christ? In
well,
1 Thessalonians?
Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 4, I believe is what it is, if I recall.
I think so. I'm a little bit further. I don't know. I don't remember how many chapters are in it, but it was close to the end of, I think it might have been the last or second to last chapter in 1 Thessalonians.
Yeah, I think it's in Corinthians.
Yeah, but it is. But I think he's talking specifically. Are you talking about the day of the Lord? Maybe 1 Thessalonians 4, about where it says we don't want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. Is that what you're talking about?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, it goes on to say. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
So what does that mean?
Okay. Well, no.
Great question, Ben.
It is a great question. Now, listen, there's different views on the eschatology, and that word just means basically it's talking about the end times. There are people that believe that there's going to be a rapture, and a rapture is when the church, the believing people who are alive on the earth, are going to be taken up before the tribulation period. All right, some people believe that there's going to be people taken up before the tribulation. That's pre-trib belief. Then there are some who believe that they're going to be taken up
mid-trib.
At about the 3.5 year mark, and that's mid-tribulation. And then some who believe after the 7 years. So there's differing viewpoints on that. And just to be really candid with you, I don't focus so much on when he's coming back in that time period, whether we're going to be enduring it or not. I think there's good arguments on both sides, and I think that's something you can study. John MacArthur does a great job for what I would call the pre-trib rapture of the church, and that particular viewpoint. There's some other guys that do, I can't think of the guy's name. I will think about it. If you do me a favor, if you email me at doug@swatradio.com, I will send you the resource of the guy who does the, what I would call the, post-trib.
Post-trib. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but the bottom line is Jesus is coming again. We know that the scripture is very clear. And I think what he's saying in this particular section is when Jesus comes back, those who are asleep are going to be caught up before the ones who are on the earth, whether it's pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib. Does that make sense?
So what does asleep mean?
Asleep means those who have passed from this present life.
Okay. Yeah.
They are in a state of sleep. And if you go back, do you remember what Jesus said when he went to heal the little girl And the little girl, they were laughing at him because they said
she's dead.
And she
right.
And yeah, he said, yeah. No, she's not dead. She's asleep. Or even
she's
Lazarus.
Right.
When he said Lazarus was asleep. You remember that?
Yeah.
So that was just a term for meaning people who were asleep. Now, I want you to think about sleep for a second. When you're asleep, you are not able to respond to the environment around you. You know that? Have you ever thought about that? That when you're in sleep.
No, but I know it's true.
It's true, right? So the deal
I
is.
Like a log.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we pass from this life to the next, our bodies are not responding to the environment around us. But one day we will, and our spirit now goes to be immediately with the Lord. We know Scripture teaches that.
Okay.
And so
see, that's where the rub is. I'm very confused, and that I'd always learned and heard and believed that when you pass from here, you're present with the Lord if you're saved.
Yes.
And then when I read that, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Well, I thought we were present with the Lord when we leave. So it's two different things, and I think you made it sense of it now.
Yeah, it's when we die, our spirits go immediately to be with Him.
To be with the Lord.
To be with the Lord.
This is talking about our bodies.
Yeah. Yes, it's talking.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So, and there's some confusion about it, just to be honest with you. Some people believe that, you know, after death, everybody goes to sleep. They're not aware of anything until after the judge, till the final judgment, till He comes again. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's scriptures that teach that at the moment of death, we instantly go into the presence of Christ. I think because Paul says, you know, which is better to be, you know, in Christ, you know, I'm here on earth still giving a witness of Him, or to die and be in His presence. So, I think that if you want to go to some passages, 2 Corinthians 5, 6 and 8, that's what you were thinking of. Philippians 1:23, they go to those thoughts of us being immediately in His presence. I'll say it again, 2 Corinthians 5, 6 and 8, and then Philippians 1:23. So does that make sense?
It does. You've answered my questions now.
All right, great. So, well, thank you for...
Hey, thank you, and just remember that it's always better to list with an agent.
Yeah. Hey, way to preach it, Ben.
Yeah,
hey,
Brad would agree.
Yeah, hey, go look at my name on the wall and make a funny, you know, put me a mustache on my picture on the wall over there. I'm the ugly, bald-headed guy.
stop into the office. I'm there Monday through Friday. Say hi to me so I'll know who you are.
I'll do it, Ben. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you, fellas, so much. I really honestly appreciate this very much.
God bless.
Yeah, you know, that's why, Brad, I really felt led to have a live show or a live program, actually, just so that people could call in with a question like that.
That's a very common question.
It's a great question, too. So, hey, we're out of time for today, man. We didn't even get into city gates.
You were just talking about, we've been doing this for 3 years, and we've had multiple people say, y'all need to go a couple of hours, maybe.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, no.
Well, hey, we'll be back tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about city gates and a city on a hill that Jesus talked about in Matthew 5. And really, what does that mean for people? What does it mean for us?
Yep.
And what does it mean for the people that are looking to us to find hope?
Yeah.
So,
amen. And there's hope.
Yep, there is.
There is hope. Glad you joined us today here at SWAT Radio. If you have a question or comment, send that to either brad@swatradio.com, doug@swatradio.com, and we will look forward to having you back tomorrow. Doug, see you then.
See you then.
Steve, thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
If you missed a SWAT Radio broadcast this week and would like to hear any show in its entirety, then go to SWATradio.com. Click on Past Shows, where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts and they can get you plugged in to one of the local SWAT Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY,